It's Thursday, June 10th, AD 2021. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. An Iranian Christian convert named Reza Zaimi began his 9-month prison sentence last week. Authorities sentenced Zaimi for, quote, propaganda against the Islamic Republic by promoting evangelical Christianity, end quote. Just last month, officials arrested 3 Iranian Christian converts on similar charges. They were the first arrests under the new penal code that went into effect in February. Zaimi is just one of many Christians imprisoned in Iran for their faith. With the new penal code, persecution is expected to increase. The Central American country of El Salvador became the first nation in the world to accept Bitcoin as legal tender. A supermajority of El Salvador's Congress voted in favor of adopting the cryptocurrency yesterday. Meanwhile, central banks in the U.S., U.K., and EU are considering digital currencies. The state of Nevada agreed to pay $175,000 in legal fees to Calvary Chapel, Dayton Valley, yesterday.
The Office of the Attorney General requests the Board of Examiners to approve a settlement agreement between Calvary Chapel, Dayton Valley, and the governor in the amount of $175,000 to comply with the consent decree in this case that requires the state of Nevada to pay reasonable attorney fees. And this cost will come out of the tort claim fund.
The church has been fighting Nevada's coronavirus restrictions on in-person worship services since last year. The church filed a lawsuit against the state's restrictions last year. They lost or had their case turned down multiple times, even before the Supreme Court. However, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit finally ruled in favor of the church last December. Psalm 9, verses 15 and 16 says, "The nations have sunk down in the pit which they made. The Lord is known by the judgment he executes. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands." On Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that migrants who enter the country illegally are not eligible for permanent residence, even if they receive temporary protected status. The status applies to people from countries ravaged by war or disasters, protects them from deportation, and allows them to work legally. The ruling applies to thousands of migrants in the country who have entered illegally. A total of 400,000 people from 12 countries have temporary protected status in the U.S. Leveland, Texas, became the 30th city in the state to ban most abortions on Monday. The city council voted unanimously to pass the Sanctuary City for the Unborn Ordinance. A growing number of cities in Texas, Nebraska, and Ohio are passing such ordinances. So far, attempts by abortion groups to challenge the ordinances have failed. Data from the IRS indicates that hundreds of thousands of people have moved from blue states to red states in recent years. Between 2017 and 2018, nearly 400,000 people left states where the House and Senate were controlled by Democrats. Those people, along with their dependents, represent about 1% of the U.S. population and nearly $27 billion in gross income. California, New York, and Illinois lost the most residents, as Texas picked up many new ones. Proverbs 29, verse 2 says, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when a wicked man rules, the people groan." A study by Arizona Christian University found that the percentage of Americans who identify as Christians has been declining since the 1980s. At that time, 90% of Americans claimed to be Christians. Now, just over 65% of Americans say the same thing. The report also found that some of the fastest-growing religions in America are Islam, Eastern religions like Buddhism and Hinduism, and don'ts, those who don't know, don't care, or don't believe that God exists. And finally, David Dushman died on Saturday in Germany at the age of 98. The Jewish Red Army veteran was the last surviving liberator of the Auschwitz Nazi death camp. Dushman is known for driving a tank through the camp's barbed wire fence to free the prisoners during World War II. He recounted to Reuters last year, quote, "When we arrived, we saw the fence and these unfortunate people. We broke through the fence with our tanks. We gave food to the prisoners and continued. They were standing there, all of them in prisoner uniforms, only eyes, very narrow. That was very terrible. I hope this will never happen again. End quote. And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Thursday, June 10th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.